Well, imagine you're a merchant or an individual. You get paid. You don't recognize that it's counterfeit. It's hard to determine. You bring it to the bank and they say, we can't accept it. You're out the money. That is a problem for many local Syracuse merchants in the community. Not just Burn Dairy, but Empire Brewery has been victimized. Dinosaur Barbecue has been victimized. Wegmans. Many large stores, small stores, medium-sized stores have all been victimized recently with counterfeit money. It's likely that we don't know the overall amount. If $100,000 has been found, there's much, much more than that circulating here in central New York. It can exchange hands among completely innocent people for a long time before it comes to the attention of local law enforcement. How does it come to the attention of local law enforcement? Usually the individual, the store owner, the individual who gets the counterfeit money doesn't recognize it. It's when you bring it to the bank that they turn it, they say it's counterfeit, we won't accept it, and then people report that to our local police department. And so that is the problem here, and it's leaving a whole lot of merchants and individuals high and dry.